What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Dick Geron, many have felt that had he not had such a successful season, it could have been his last. He was under pressure in his third season to produce a winner. He's done all of that. The Bears, the stingiest defense in the NFL.
You know, I would be remiss. It's hard for me to think of Brian without thinking of Mike Brown. It came in together.
With the ninth choice in the NFL Draft 2000, the Chicago Bears select Brian Urlacher, linebacker.
Mike Brown and I were drafted in the same class. He is the smartest football player I've ever been on the field with. Even smarter than I am, I hate saying that.
Chicago selects Mike Brown, safety from Nebraska.
When he was in the game, it took a lot of pressure off myself. He communicated with the defense with his little squeaky-ass voice. I miss that voice. When he wasn't on the field, it hurt me. It hurt our defense.
Beasley in motion. And Garcia's pass is bobbled by Owens. Intercepted by Brown. Mike Brown into the end zone. Wins it in overtime for the Bears.
Couch out of the shotgun. Throws. That's batted into the air. Intercepted, and the Bears are going to win it. Mike Brown has done it again.
You know, we targeted them. We talked about them. You had those conversations like you always do for the draft the day before. Well, what if Urlacher's up in the first round against this guy? Who would we take, you know? And then you're just praying. For us, anyway, we're praying that Mike Brown gets to where we can get him. And it was fated, I think. It was fated. It was really one of the happiest football days of my life. Wow. And we got them both.
The Bears have... won the NFC Central Division title.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Let's see the Chicago defense here.
Mike Brown, Nebraska.
Afternoons on the Score.
Pleased to welcome in Mike Brown on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Your name, Mike Brown, makes Bears fans smile. For all eternity. That's pretty cool. Welcome to the show. Thank you for the time. How are you today?
Man, thank you for having me. I'm like, it's a sad day because, you know, I just saw the funeral of the matriarch. So it's sad, but it's also a joyous occasion. I know that, you know, people who read the Bible, they say, like, being with people who mourn is better than people who have, like, you know, joy in the heart. And I would tell you, like, all these people here, like, even though we were mourning, the joy of her presence and what she did for many, many people is outstanding. Like, I don't think I can ever get this back. This is a great, like, she was an amazing woman, and I'm just, yeah. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. What's next, brother?
No, actually, I'm sorry to do this to you, Mike, but I do want to keep you right there for a second because I love the fact that you started with that. It's beautiful in part because it made me remember You're a bear, man. I mean, like,
I was a bear. I'm never not going to be a bear. My son is a bear. My families are bears. Like, that will never change. Like, that's a part of, I guess it's kind of crazy, part of how, like, I was a father. I'm like, you're going to be a bear. Like, I don't care what, but y'all going to be bears, right? So I guess that's kind of the way that, like, I roll. Like, you going to be a part of this or not? Let's go.
Yeah. Do you still have your little, your watching area, your Bears game viewing area that you described to us a few years ago on the show? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what do you want to know about that?
I mean, I just remember.
Give us your Sundays when you're watching Bears games. What's the lowdown? Who do you watch it with? Yeah.
No, like, so this is the thing. You know what? I can't watch most of the times. Like, I can't, like, the last time I watched a football game with people was this last Super Bowl. I got to watch the game by myself.
My man.
Yeah, so, like, I'm like, locked in. So, like, I'm seeing. The only thing that bothers me is, like, you can't see the all 22. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I just watch the game and see. I want to see the players play, man. I want to see what they do, how they react to situations, bad, good, indifferent, all those things.
So
I want to see a team.
So you joined us, Mike, with some occasional frustration at some coaching maneuvers during the course of this past season?
No. I'm not saying the coaching maneuvers. No.
Okay. All right. Well,
this is what we're saying. This is what I'm saying. Football is hard, right? To win a football game in the NFL is hard. And, like, I'm going to go to my late coach, Dick Geron.
Please.
My first head coach in the league. And he gave me something that I take to heart, like, every game takes a life of its own. So it doesn't matter if you're good, bad, or whatever, but every game takes a life of itself. So, like, the bad can beat the good, and the good could be bad, and then the bad could be good. So it's a crazy sport, to be honest with you.
Why is football a crazy sport? As we talk to Mike Brown, and he's getting philosophical, and we're here for it, Mike.
Okay, so this is what it is. Like, now, I think it's a war of attrition, right? So, like, you hear, like, this is what you got to listen to. The quarterbacks that win a lot of Super Bowls, what do they say? You got to win with the teammates that you got. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start a season, you got everybody you want. But when you end the season, like, it could be 5, 7, 8 dudes. Detroit, how many people do they have, like, out of their defense? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're a good team, right? Even good team. But you ain't got the people that was there doing the work. So I guess that's what it is. It's like, if you have the people in place and they can play, you're good to go. But if you don't, you better have some backups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dick Geron, Dick Geron in the Open that we played, talked about the day he drafted you and Brian Urlacher together as one of the happiest days of his football life. That's a man, he had a long football life, Mike. He was a great player in high school, great player at the Ivy League, great player in the NFL, coach for decades. It's like, what was he like as a man and a head coach for you and Brian and everybody else?
For me, Coach Geron is the best man I've ever been around. Like, I teach my son to be like Dick Geron, like, for real. Like, that's how special he was and how caring and, like, how hopeful and the love. But he still had, like, this discipline about him, right? So there was always respect for Coach Geron. He always, like, he was, like, he knew the game. And like you said, he played, so he was like a player. So he understands the things that players are going through and the things they have to do that are, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Play. You know, got a wife, got kids to do, you know what I'm saying? I got to go pick up the kids. Right. So just that aspect of Coach Geron and, like, how he wanted us to be great men, not just good, but great men. He gave an example of that. That was, I don't think I can ever have anyone ever to be like Coach Durant. Like, that's how good of a man he was.
So then let me ask you this, with how much you revere him and obviously love him. You said one of the best men that you've ever met. How overwhelmingly exciting, or I guess, Mike, maybe emotional, was that 2001 season, that improbable season where you did improbable things in back-to-back weeks with the walk-off pick sixes, and you had the Keith Traylor game that year? Yeah. And I know it didn't end well, Mike. I was very upset about the Hugh Douglas, Jim Miller Eagles game. But what was that? Oh, man.
And that dude's
doing pregame now, too, in Philadelphia. I heard him the other day, and I still get mad when I hear his voice. You hurt Jim Miller.
He dropped him on that shoulder, and that was a wrap, brother. That was a wrap.
So can you capsulize that season, like, from an emotional standpoint and from the Dick Durant perspective?
So here, this is the year. This is my second year in the league, so I'm a young dude. I got Big Cat taking me under his wing. I got Olin Cruz. Like, I'm going to Thursday dinners with the offensive linemen. It's me and the whole offensive lineman.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. How'd you get in there, man? Right. So, like, that's the kind of vibe we had. Fred Baxter would throw barbecues. Everyone would come, bring their chairs, and we're sitting in a one-room apartment outside with chairs inside with everyone barbecuing. So we had a young and an old connection. So the veterans and the young people had a nice mix. And I think the most important thing was that the young folks listened to the old folks. You know what I'm saying? So we had that kind of mix, and we started playing, and then we got the vibe of winning. So if you win, you figure out a way to do it all the time. And that's just what's happening. If you lose all the time, you're going to lose. If you win, you're going to win. So that's what happened. We just got on the winning train. And then Ted Washington, I mean, we had some great veterans. I think that was the thing to me, is like, we had old and young, and it mixed well. Like, it was like a pudding. We got the young dudes that coming in, and the old dudes came in, and we mixed it up in the pudding. And it became the 2001 season.
Delicious.
All right, what's your favorite pudding? What's number one on the pudding choices from Mike Brown?
Tapioca.
Wow, did not expect that.
Yeah, you didn't expect that. I know. I that's weird. When I say that, I didn't even want to say that, but I said it.
No, you should say it. Be who you are, Mike Brown.
Yeah, but tapioca, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. All right, where are you on rice pudding? Is it inferior to tapioca pudding? Maybe.
Say again.
Rice pudding. These are really important questions.
Oh, rice?
Yeah, rice pudding.
You know what? Yeah. I think rice pudding is like tapioca. It's like the same thing, right?
Similar, yeah. It's very similar. Very similar.
But I've never had rice pudding, to be honest with you.
I don't need rice in my pudding, Mike Brown. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Look, we'll deal with this later. We'll deal with this later. Yeah. Maybe off the air.
Oh, this is like something y'all got going on.
You took us there, okay, man. You took us to pudding. Yeah.
What kind of pudding did Roosevelt, Colvin, and Warwick Holman like the best?
Oh, I think they would like the chocolate and the vanilla mix.
Yeah. Would Olin Truths? Would Olin even eat pudding? Would he have pudding if
pudding
you brought it
to
the offensive line?
Olin Truths would get a spoonful of pudding and throw it at somebody.
And that person would be damaged by a spoonful of pudding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he'd get knocked out by a spoon just getting thrown out to the pudding.
That's how hard Olin would throw pudding.
Yeah, that's how hard he would throw pudding. For real.
Yeah, man.
That's no bullshit.
Man, you never saw anybody throw pudding like Olin threw pudding.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I believe it. Stay away from the gun ranges on that one.
Stay away from the big weights.
What? Did I say it out loud? That's my mistake. Olin's our guy, Mike. He's our guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's my. Like I said, like I've always said, he's my favorite teammate. If I was to draft someone on a football team, it would be Olin Krutz, man.
Yeah, but
the first dude to touch the ball, like he's that good.
He was up for the Hall of Fame this year, and I think that dude should be a Hall of Famer, Mike.
He is a Hall of Famer. He's all decade. He's everything. But you know how it is when the people who vote don't like you. Like it should be Peanut should be in, Olin should be in, I think Briggs should be in. Those three for me are like no doubters. Like Olin, those are no doubters to me.
Yeah, we talked to Peanut a few weeks ago. It was so great to catch up with him, and it's like he changed the game, man. Every weekend,
weekend. What I'm saying. Mm-hmm. When people say your name, like that's the peanut punch.
Wow.
Every time, that's you got to get in. And like, dude, like check this out. He had 40 forced fumbles, and he almost had 40 interceptions. He'd have been the only person to do that. I think he missed the interceptions by two. I think he has like 38 interceptions and 40 forced fumbles. That's a lot of turnovers, like, available. You feel me?
Mike, he's the only guy in the top 15 of forced fumbles who's not a defensive lineman.
That's what I just saw that. I just saw that the other day. And that's crazy to see that, right?
Yes.
So that even gives you more, like, dude, this dude was out here. Dude, the dude had four forced fumbles in one game.
Yeah.
Put him in a hole.
That is crazy.
You know,
Hall of Famer?
For sure.
He's got to be a Hall of Famer.
In thinking about it, we're with Mike Brown here on The Score. You go from Dick Geron, and that was beautiful what you said about Dick Geron. And you think about it, you go from Dick Geron to Lovie Smith. These are classy adults. These are grown-ups in the football sense.
These are men that ooh, how can I say this?
To be reckoned with.
No, not to be reckoned with. They're the dudes that can, like, scrape off the badness. You know what I'm saying? Dudes that can scrape off the bad. Like, we got the circle, right? But we need to scrape off some of this, I don't know. It's weird. When they come into the room, it's like an aura about them. Like, you can see it. And they just, when they start speaking, you're like, oh, this dude is legit, man. Just saw Lovie. It was crazy. Just saw Lovie. And he's a great man. And, like, you know, that's the thing. That's what I'm going to tell you. Coach Geron and Lovie Smith, they love football and they coach football. But they were more worried about the men that were playing for them. And so they were trying to make the men, men. Mm. And, like, I cannot say how much that has done for me as I've become an adult and a man. So those things that they taught me are the things I'm trying to give to me and my family. Mm. So I guess that's what I would tell you about that. That's how much respect I have for those two men.
That's got to be a big reason why you're a Bear for life, as you say. It's like you got molded by those men, and and it matters still. That's beautiful.
Yes, and like that's what I'm saying. I grew up a Bear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was young. Yeah, I grew up like
Bear.
The cool thing was though, my stepfather was kind of from the Arlington Heights, area. So like I had Chicago Bears, like memorabilia all in my house. I was a Jordan fan, so I was a Chicago fan. So when I got drafted by Chicago, I knew. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I knew what time it was. I know how Chicago gets down with their sports. And I was like, this is the best place I could end up, for real.
Really quick, I did not know, Mike Brown, that you had the falsetto that Brian Urlacher seems to think that you have.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. No, I'm not hearing it, but I'm guessing that was the impersonation of record of Mike Brown. I'm guessing the high pitched.
That definitely, like that is my Hey, that's how people know me. How about
okay.
I say that?
All right. Sounds good, man. Well, sounds good.
Well, Mike, this has been so much fun. Listeners have loved it. Thanks so much, dude. We'll catch up again when my regular co-host Lawrence Holmes is here, who loves you from back in the day as well. But like, you know what we're going to send you, right? You know what we're going to send you, don't you?
What? Rice, what are you going to send me?
Rice pudding. We're going to send you some.
Be careful what you ask for. You got the rice puddings here, hun.
Is it light tapioca? That's what I heard.
We'll check back, man. We'll check back after you try it.
All right. Send it to me.
All right. Honest way.
Thanks for having me.
See you, Mike.
Mike, thank you so much.
You guys. Yeah, man. Thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, bye. Man. Much love. Unbelievable.
I love
Mike
too.
Brown, former Bears safety. My God, was that fun. We'll react to it when we come back on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Score.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.